Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Gentlemen,
yes,
I have good news.
What's that?
In one move, we are going to make you a better employee and get you laid at the same time.
Wait, in the same place?
Yeah. You want a promotion? Bend over.
Oh.
No.
That kind.
No.
I'm not doing that again.
And here's the thing. You never even got the promotion. This sex would not just be about the good time you're having.
Mm-hmm.
It would be an investment in both you and your partner's future. And anything that gets you a leg up at work is worth trying.
Get them legs up, then, son.
You're hanging. You want her legs up.
Well, yeah.
I was giving you a son.
No, son, get her legs up.
No, yeah. How you can't spin this one?
Well, maybe you want to get the boy's legs up. I'm not going to judge people. Do what you want.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Men who have sex before work are some of the best employees at their job.
So you're talking about morning poontang.
You got it. This according.
Have your tang and then have you some poontang.
Who drinks Tang in the morning?
Guys that get poontang.
Okay, this, according to a study, not the poontang part.
Tang takes away the taste of the poontang.
I'm going to start again.
So you're having Tang after the Tang.
Stop encouraging.
I'm just trying to get the timeline right.
No, you're tanging it right, girl.
Stop it. I'm going to start over.
Tang up.
Men who have sex before work
right.
are some of the best employees at their job, according to a study done by Zip Health.
Okay, men.
Men. 1 in 5 American men.
Women have to go do their makeup.
1 in 5 American men
yeah.
who have regular morning sex say they have gotten a promotion in the last year. That's more than any other group studied.
Man, he was on regular morning rotation getting ass.
Well, I've got more numbers to give you before we get to the ass given. Over half of American male employees who have regular morning sex have gotten a raise in the last year. That is also more than any other sex group they studied. Men who have sex before work on the regular have the highest levels of productivity, task completion, focus, motivation, and job satisfaction.
Well, you're up, baby.
And they compared this to people who have regular sex other times of day. Down the board, in every single metric, when it comes to employment, morning sex folks outperform their other day part sex
so they crush.
Competitor. They are. If you are having sex before work, you are killing it
All right.
at your job. You were asking.
Where's that?
Did you forget what you just asked?
Well, who's getting morning ass on a regular basis?
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252.
She don't want you at night.
Okay. Is morning sex that common?
Well, you're already railed up.
Well, usually. But to your point, like the...
What an old man.
But you are. You got morning...
Hey, look what's happening. Let's not waste it.
Well, look, you got morning wood before you've taken a leak.
I'm guessing you would both have to be up at the same time.
I hope so.
Well, have,
you
like,
get
my
get
point
charged
is,
with
you'd have
tailgating.
To have the same schedule. You'd have to make it a point to both wake up earlier than you normally would. So you're going to if you're somebody that hits the snooze button like 10 times, you're going to have to sacrifice that.
But she's going to be swatting boners like there's flies
in wonder, I also wonder if you make it a point to make this your routine, does it become more like a chore? Because
okay.
you feel like you both feel like you have to do it.
It sounds like it would be for one person in that relationship.
Well, no, but yeah, but I mean, I think like part of it, part of the
the spontaneity.
Being spontaneous and having that maybe a couple times would be exciting, but is it does it maintain that same level of excitement when you feel like you have to do it, or you feel like this is now part of your morning routine? Because your morning routine sucks normally, right?
Yeah, are you having foreplay?
If it does suck, you're a better employee.
But you're having foreplay, like before cornflakes, you're like feeling her up?
And if you have kids, how do you do this?
Okay, so let's...
Quickly.
All right, well, there's a lot happening here that we need to break down step by step. Because, Kimmy, to answer your first question, you know, does it become more of a chore? I guess this discussion then breaks in one of two ways. There are people who are naturally having sex in the morning because that's when they like to have sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there are people who are having sex in the morning because they think it helps them throughout their day.
Okay.
I don't know which one that is. Because, look, I was as surprised as both of you to see this many people were having sex on the regular before they were going to work.
Yes.
Because you're right. I'm a very regimented man. You're a very regimented
man. The time is precious in the mornings.
You got it. And, like, with our job specifically, Kimmy, you brought it up. You would have to leave.
Right.
Or have a stay-at-home spouse.
You're trying to get every minute of sleep you can.
And she's also
before you wake up.
She probably just doesn't want to wake up and bang. I mean, well, she wants to be in the mood.
But you're assuming she's not in the mood when she wakes up. I know
every day. Like, that would be hard to be.
Did you hear the strain of her voice?
Such a lucky husband
this
woman
has. To be that consistent with it.
Not every day.
Like, there was, okay, so there was this thing I saw, like.
Every day.
The thing that.
Every day.
Every day.
I don't want to have sex with you every day.
I couldn't even stick with, I was trying to incorporate stretching into my morning routine at some point. I couldn't do that for more than 10 days in a row before I was like, I'm not doing this anymore.
Well, that's why he doesn't want to have sex in the mornings.
But like,
ow.
But like, if something is
not
simple as like doing a few yoga poses or stretching was too much for my morning, like I'd rather forfeit that for the 5 more minutes of sleep. Yeah, I don't know how easy it would be to work something like this in.
Yeah, like, where is she peaking sexually in her day?
That's a good question.
I think it's different for women at different times.
Yeah, but you don't get
just based on, like, your cycle alone.
No, I have heard, and I don't know. I mean, don't quote me. I can't cite the study.
I mean, like, your downstairs ain't throbbing in the morning. What?
Don't what?
We're just going to ignore that.
No, we could have, but I have seen a study, and maybe you can find it.
Wait, what did they say?
That women are the most sexually...
active?
Well, no.
Aroused?
Yes, in the morning time.
Oh, so they are.
This mystery study about women you
can't
find?
No, I'm telling you, I have read this, Kimmy.
Hustler magazine put it out.
Can you Google it? Like, when the most common
female arousal? Well, but again, it's got to be so different for every woman based on the time of the month.
I think that's what it came down to, is that when women were ovulating, morning sex, they wanted morning sex the most.
Okay, that would make sense, but they may want it more than normal when they're ovulating.
Okay, so you just have to find a woman that's always ovulating.
Ovulating, yeah. Constantly.
Non-stop ovulation. 40,000 kids. 252 WCMF. Again, a new study shows that men who have sex before work are the best employees at their job. 1 in 5 American men who have regular morning sex say they've gotten promotion in the last year. Over half of American men who have regular morning sex have gotten a raise in the last year. And down the line, sex before work had the highest levels of productivity, task completion, focus, motivation, and job satisfaction. Why are you laughing?
Because you couldn't be more wrong.
I said I could be wrong.
It says many studies and surveys point that to late evening as the most common time for women's libidos to peak.
Okay, sorry.
So, yeah, you're way off.
All right, so then let's break that down then. All right. This becomes something that she is not, like, excited about, can you tell your partner, for the sake of my career, I should be having sex 2 or 3 times a week in the morning?
But you said this also only benefits men, or benefit people?
The study I saw said men. Okay. I don't have the numbers on women. I did not do this study. It would be weird if I was standing in people's bedrooms watching them.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
So there's what if you self pleasure in the morning? Are they saying you have to have intimacy with a partner,
study,
or if I just
this study says sex?
Just sex.
I don't know if touching yourself counts.
Well, I mean, you could.
How are you going to do that while she's next to you?
Well, you go in the shower and
you go in the shower.
Rub one
she
out.
Gets in the shower and she's stuck to the floor.
Well, that's her problem. No, I said, what if you just rub one out in the morning because she's not in the mood?
Okay, just there are other studies that have shown the health benefits of actual sex. Are not necessarily the same health benefits of just blasting one off on your own.
Okay.
It may be
which one's better?
I think it's the sex. But not specifically with this. I'm saying, like,
okay.
Several studies have shown sex is better health-wise
right.
than
being
just,
intimate
like,
with somebody else.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's just it. We don't know where this comes from. Is it the bond you are sharing with this person? Is it the simple...
the intimacy.
Cranking one out?
Yeah.
You know, the blast off at the end? Who the hell knows?
No, but the way she feels to you, right? When you enter her flower in the morning and... you get aroused, and you make that connection, that love connection,
right,
that
comes,
Chuck
I'm not
Woolery
listening
moment.
To you. I'm going to talk to Kimmy now. I don't even want to talk to Kimmy about this, but I have to because you're making me super uncomfortable.
What? Could you feel the warmth of her?
I mean, you could argue that morning sex is the least hygienic of all of the sex.
Because you got like bad breath and stuff. What do you mean?
Do you brush your teeth before morning sex?
I mean, I probably would.
But what? Okay, let's say
I would want him to.
Let's say your husband rolls over and just starts trying to go to work.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're probably not going to stop it, but.
Well, if you got morning
choice.
Breath, just do all your downstairs business. Who cares?
Well, now she's got morning puss. There ain't no scope for that, buddy.
Yeah, it depends on what time of day you're.
You ever see her gargle down there? Ow, 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 ow! It's like Kimmy. Not every day!
Not every day. Not every day.
I make scope for that.
It would also depend, talking about like being gross in the morning, if you're a night shower person or a morning shower person. You'd both have to turn into like morning shower people.
No, but after, yeah, okay.
Yeah, which could also screw up your routine because bathroom time is essential when you're going to work.
I didn't consider shower sex. Maybe that's what makes it that easy. Oh. If you're both leaving at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay, so you both hop in the shower and bang.
You would have to be so like regimented though because like... We all know people that like just fly by the seat of their pants in the morning. Like they're always running late, especially if you got to get the kids somewhere or get them on the bus. Like, I don't know a lot of people that would be able to make this work consistently without it affecting their schedule.
And shower sex, you need a proper shower for shower sex. The shower tub combo plate is hard to have sex get older.
You can make it work. You can make it work.
But then you're going to be cold. Somebody's always going to be cold.
Yeah, somebody's always on the outside. It's usually her head.
That's the last thing you want in the morning.
It's, you know, upright doggy style.
Kimmy, going back to something you said a second ago.
And the women are so much taller these days.
No, that's not what you said. You said women are so much bigger these days.
Well, they are bigger.
Kimmy,
yeah.
You know, you brought up kids, and that actually might be a benefit if you have kids. If you have kids that are getting up for school, they're going to sleep until the last possible moment. The only time you could have to yourselves would be before work.
Yeah, but again, you'd have to be willing to wake up earlier to make that work.
And no waffles. Okay.
What about sex before work makes us such good employees? Because before this study,
you're up, you're awake.
How do you measure it? Like you're getting a promotion?
Well, so they did. They measured it by promotions. They measured it by the
amount
of men
who got this. What if you make it a point to both do this and nothing's going on at work?
Well, she needs to do a better job in the sack, is what I'm thinking.
Sure.
No, look, I would have thought, Kimmy, before this study, it would have been the opposite. That I have accomplished my main goal for the day in having sex. Yeah,
I'm tired.
And I guess it depends on what kind of person you are when sex is over, because there are the shut it down types who just roll over, pass out, you know, watch a little.
Well, you're kind of spent.
Watch a little Leno go to bed,
right?
And then there are the pumped up types who are now all juiced up and can't sleep after you have sex. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, are those people are strictly one of those types of people, right? Like there aren't people who like sway back and forth. You're either a I'm spent, I'm turning the lights out, or I'm juiced up and I'm going to be up for a while after.
I mean, it depends what kind of sex you're having, too.
For example.
Well, I mean, is it...
Nope, you know what? I take it back. Don't answer.
Don't,
no, I'm sorry.
No examples.
No examples.
I mean, you wouldn't go on a more erotic morning adventure?
I'm not.
Is this also harder when you...
Always going to be harder.
Shut up.
Is this also more difficult when you get older? Because the likelihood that you could pull a muscle before work goes way, way up.
Well, you're also assuming that, you know...
Now you're back shot for the rest of the day.
All right, but you're also assuming, like, you're going to be having, like, acrobatic sex in the
morning. I don't think it takes much.
No, but if you're going to start having sex every day, you're going to want to break up that routine a little bit. So you're going to want to get more adventurous and more experimental.
Here's the thing. Nobody said every day. Nobody said every day.
But even if it's a regular...
It's regular sex in the morning.
Oh, okay.
So what's regular sex in the morning? Twice a week?
I assume that meant, like, every day.
Let's say 2 to 3. No, not...
Three's a lot.
Let's say 2 to 3. 2 to 3.
Man, she ain't going to watch your raggedy ass 3 times a week.
Speak for yourself, bud. You should see my shoulders.
Yeah, she wants to see him leave the room.
Yeah, right. Okay. There were other interesting findings in this study because they were studying essentially how productive people were based on when they had sex, what time of day.
Yeah.
The more standard sex times showed less efficient men at their jobs. For example, before work sex employees, most productive. Then came right after work. Those were the most productive.
Little afternoon delight.
Yep, you get home from work and you're having sex. Right. Then came lunchtime sex, either folks who work from home or come home for lunch. Then came before sleep sex. Then came weekends only sex. Then came no sex at all. So the more typical your sex pattern became, the less productive you were in this study.
Oh.
And that was for almost every single metric down the board. Like that if you are having sex at standard times, you are on the whole, shut up, less productive at your job.
So the later the day you have sex, it goes down.
No. Well,
so, yeah, because it goes from lunch to sleep, afternoon, but once you get into the evening, it dies off.
And then came weekends only. They were the second least productive.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, no sex at all.
Is that, though, because I'm assuming the weekends only crowd may have more going on in their lives in general, which would lead to less productivity at work. So maybe you're worried about running around doing other stuff.
That is an interesting theory.
You have more prep time.
Yeah, like maybe the reason you're having it on the weekends is that's the only free time you have to
get that Brazilian in.
Kimmy, let's walk down that theory as we attempt to ignore Tommy for the next 3 minutes before we get out of this break. You know, if you have time to have sex in the morning before work, it also indicates you may have more free time, period.
Sure.
Which gives you the ability to be better at your job.
Okay.
Maybe that's what this means.
You're less tied up.
Yes. Maybe this has nothing to do with the sex you are getting and more to do with
what that means.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because it would seem like morning sex would be rushed because you got your whole day ahead of you.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's, is that the worst thing in the world?
No, but for her,
I'm out.
Yeah. I mean, she doesn't want to.
Hey, I love you. Good. I'll see you.
She doesn't want to drive by.
Okay, bye.
So as we talk about all the benefits of sex before work for your job for men. There was one negative.
Oh, what's the negative?
They found before sex works havers had. People that had sex before work had the highest rate of burnout at their jobs. 49% of before work sex havers said they reported feeling burnout at their job. Compare that to 40% of employees who have sex before sleep and 37% that only have sex on the weekend.
Why are they feeling burnt out?
I don't know. Maybe putting in the work in the morning is...
But that's supposed to be helping you like tackle your day.
It is. Well, I mean, it's making...
But you're burning out.
It's making you more productive, but it's also burning you out, apparently. Mm-hmm. I can't explain it.
Oh, because maybe if you're not seeing the benefits of it, you're getting burnt
out. But they are seeing the benefits
of it. Oh, yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Maybe
but overall, you're just doing more.
I mean, that could be it.
More pressure. I mean, multiple aspects of your life.
Yeah, I mean, something as simple as losing 15 minutes in your morning, and that's if I'm really holding on.
You know what I mean?
Like, maybe that's enough to throw your day into chaos. Like, it's benefiting you at your job, but it's also keeping you from feeling like you have enough time to do what you're doing.
All right.
I don't know. I don't know. So, I mean, look, the bottom line is...
Get after it, boys.
If you are looking for morning sex, simply Google this study and bring it to your partner.
Yeah. Here you go, honey.
Well, no, in all seriousness, because you would have a legitimate argument. Like, what, do you not want this family to be more successful? Do you not want us to have more money? Do you not want me to be...
It just seems like it's all on the woman.
You better, if you're going to make that argument, you better back it up once it starts happening.
Yeah, you better bring home a paycheck.
Yeah.
There's only one way to find out. Baby.
Right,
baby. All right, let's take a break. All right.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know, it's easy to point at the government and be like, scam job, stealing our money. Like, most of the time you hear that stuff, like, okay, you're being a dick. This absolutely feels like one of those things.
Oh, really?
Because just the idea in general, which we talked about a week ago, seems stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But when they found out we were willing to pay what they were first suggesting, you're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So last week, we talked about a new idea when you were going through the TSA to get on an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
you know, since 9/11, there has been this real ID push across the country, yeah. right? A driver's license that has more security features to ensure that it cannot be replicated and they know exactly who you are.
Yeah.
And they argued, Tommy, we needed this for safety.
Sure.
And it took legitimately 24 years to get this done.
Yeah.
But finally, a few months ago, TSA required, at least that's what we were told,
yeah.
you will have to have a real ID to get on an airplane in the United States.
Yeah, so you had to go down to the DMV. You had to make an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't just walk in and wait.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a process.
So you would either have to have that or a passport. So you went and got the real ID.
Yeah.
Kimmy, do you have the real ID or use a passport?
I have a passport.
Okay, so I have the passport too. All right, so when they finally switched over, no more, got to have the real ID. Mm-hmm. The next day, they were like, "Ah, just kidding. We'll find a way to get you through."
Sure. Yeah. Kept getting pushed back.
So last week, there was a story that broke that the TSA was going to start charging people who did not have a real ID $18 every time they flew.
That's all the security we need, an $18 deposit that you will not blow up this aircraft.
It's not even a deposit. They're keeping that $18. Yeah. So when we talked about this a week ago, we, for the life of us, couldn't figure out why $18.
Yeah. How'd they come up with the number?
And is equal to a real ID.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just take an even $20?
That too, yes. That's 100% right. But like,
slip you a 20, let me on, right?
Giving $18 doesn't let me know who you are.
No.
Didn't you do nothing?
I'm just paying $18. So when we had the initial discussion, like, this is pretty stupid. It's about to get stupider.
What happened?
Now, I want to be clear before I tell you what I'm about to tell you. That $18 number was not speculation. That was not like a leak to the press.
No.
The $18 number that was going to be charged came in a published notice from the government.
So it was official.
The federal government. Well, it wasn't official, but this is what we're planning on doing, $18. TSA will no longer be charging you $18 to get on a plane.
Wow, look at it. So there's been a price drop.
Nope.
Ooh, no.
The price is now $45.
$45.
$45.
Keep your trip to Miami.
More than doubled.
$45.
What's the cost of a real ID?
So other than processing, there is not a cost in New York State.
Oh, so you don't have to pay.
So I heard like $100, but I think that's the cost of like getting an ID in the first place. So according to News 8, it says other than the processing, there is no additional fee for a real ID.
Yeah, because I think I paid $100 when I went and got mine or something like that.
Yeah, but whatever the processing costs.
And a passport is about $150.
Do you have a real ID and a passport?
Yeah.
Why, you want people to really know who you are? Man, you've been trying for 30 years on the radio.
Yeah. Throw it around a little bit.
Hasn't worked.
So, essentially, if you travel without your real ID 2 to 3 times, you could have just went out and got a real ID.
Yes.
Right.
And it had to pay for itself.
And that's the argument that are coming from people that have made this change. And here's the thing. Yes.
But it helps people out that are on the run. They want to do terrible things in the airplane. No, a lot of good people just want to take a nicer plane ride.
Look, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Yes, you should have a real ID by now if you don't have a passport. And yes, you have had plenty of time to get it and avoid the fee here. But what I don't understand is, one, paying money at all, like we said, doesn't approve it. Two, how did you go in a week from $18 to $45? And what is the thought process behind this? Because the only thing that the government says is the $45 is to pay for additional security screening without the compliant ID. That's what they're you, but that doesn't make sense. How did you not realize it would be, and why is it more expensive?
So it's so you realize this is a bad idea. And now we need extra security to maybe put you people in a separate line to check your ass out.
This is the argument, I guess, that they're making.
It kind of sounds like, yeah, we know this is really not a safe thing to do. Bribe your way onto an airplane.
And here's the thing. We don't know what the $45 covers because in the initial publication, the $18 was going to be good for like 6 days or something like that.
Mm.
But there's nothing that says that in the new publication. So is it $45 every time I show up at the airport?
Oh.
Is it $45 every time I go through security? Mm. Is it $45 for every plane I get on? And is that money coming out of my ticket? Do I have to pay it when I get to the TSA?
Oh, yeah, it's a separate fee.
Yeah, like where are you being charged?
I wondered if you had to like when you get your ticket. You had to let them know what kind of ID you're using, and then to your point, you pay for when you purchase your ticket.
That would be the most efficient and make the most
sense.
But
I kind of like slipping the guy money. It feels a little dirtier and cooler. You know, it's like Vegas trying to get up front for a show.
I hope this you're paying it before you go through TSA, because if the lines weren't long enough for this process.
They have a tip jar.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other thing that sucks, too. Again, 252 WCMF. Last week, we found out that the federal government was going to charge people $18 that did not have their real IDs to get on planes. They are still going to charge people. They changed that number for no reason to $45. That came out yesterday, $45. Is there going to be a completely separate line for no ID versus I have all my
cash,
ID?
Cash only.
Well, because here's the thing. In theory, that cash only line might be shorter.
Oh, yeah.
Because so many people went out and got their passports and their you know, real IDs. And it's so funny, too, the amount of different ways you can now get through TSA, because there's the enhanced line, there's the clear line. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to have this line. Like, how much room do we have at airports to facilitate all of these different lines that now exist?
Oh, yeah, true.
The other thing that pisses me off.
What is it?
All right, so, like, we got our passports, and what's the thing where, like, you can get through faster?
Pre-check. The global pass.
Okay, so we got,
TSA global pass.
Global pre-check. We got that as a family.
Ooh, well, we were so international.
We were going to London.
Virginia, farmlands. Excuse me, this is why I want to pass you.
Stop playing my ocarina.
Yes, so you had the global pass.
So we got the global pass, but, like, the global pass, it allows you to go through security before other people.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it shuts down because they don't have enough people to run.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you have to go back in with the schlubs.
But it's never open in Rochester. So my wife, every time we have to get on a plane, it's like, we have pre-check. And I'm like, we don't, because Rochester doesn't use it. She's like, no, you'll see.
Well, they don't have TSA pre-check?
It doesn't get us through faster.
Oh.
We wait in the same line as everybody else. I got to sit with the normies and go through security.
We actually, my husband and I were traveling with friends once, and they had pre-check, and we didn't. And we got through the line faster because the pre-check line was so long.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, because that line is supposed to, like, you're supposed to zip through.
But I think so many people have it that at certain places it kind of evens out. Just kind of splits the line in half.
Yeah.
The regular line.
The other thing is, I don't even know what I have. Like, my wife has to be with me to tell me where we're allowed to go, not allowed to go, what we're allowed to do, what we're not allowed to do.
And when you're going through the TSA.
Going through TSA, going through the airport, all of these things. Like, my wife, being the queen of credit card points, like, has managed to finagle her way and all, like, you know, like, they have
special stuff.
They have these
lounges.
I didn't know that airport lounges existed. Did you guys know about these things?
Yeah.
I knew they existed, but I've never seen one.
It's like, I'm hanging out having cocktails, and I'm like,
Have you ever been in one?
Yes.
No.
It's not like I'm hanging out one. Have you been in one? Yes, I have.
I've seen one
from a distance.
I have been in one. They're nice.
This is like the greatest thing that ever existed.
Well, it's nice if you're taking a long trip.
No, I just want free stuff.
But yeah, like, if it's short, I don't think you'd have the one time I did, it was a long trip. But like, if I'm just turning around in 45 minutes, what are you going to run in there and grab a banana?
Yeah. So one of our credit cards.
Yeah.
Because, again, my wife pays for everything with credit cards to get points.
Smart.
Yeah, okay. It's awesome. I'm too dumb to do this. But one of our credit cards gives me access to, like, a club lounge in, like, most airports.
Yeah.
So when I went to Kansas City, I got to the airport an hour before. But
in Kansas City or here?
Going home from
Kansas City.
Going home to Rochester from Kansas City. Yeah. So I made sure I went up, because if you've never been in these airport lounges, it's like free food and drinks.
Yeah, but it's Kansas City. Is it a big airport?
No, it's not.
It's still exclusive.
It's still free. I don't care.
Diet Coke on the house.
Yeah, no, but bro, it's like $9 for Diet Coke at an airport. This one's free. And I get, like, bites of meat.
I have a question. How'd you find it?
It's a little meat bite.
But what happened in the lounge?
Folks.
How'd you find it? Because there's not signs pointing to the lounges.
I can't tell you.
Like, do you have to, like, secret password? Like, do you have somebody that, like, points you in the right direction?
It tells you on your card, doesn't it? Like, you can go to a site where it tells you where all the lounges.
I always thought they hid it so people don't try to find it.
Well, yeah, because then you get Meat Boy in here coming in for his bites.
I have access. Don't go get
Meat Boy. By the way, London,
people listening.
With a mouthful of meat.
People listening, you may have access to these airport lounges.
There are a lot of perks you may get that you don't know about.
All right, so my wife thought we had one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We're in Toronto. And we had a lot of time because we're going out. And she goes, let's check it out. So we go up there and they go, get in here. Come on, man. $25 a head.
Oh.
I go, well, how is this free at $25 a head?
It's not.
It ain't.
What? You want the ass kicker?
Kick it.
My wife and I have this credit card, right? Yeah. So this gets us access. But our kids do not obviously have the credit card, so they can't get in. So we were
Oh, you can't bring your kids in?
So it changes depending on the airport and the club, right? So we each together could bring one extra person, but our fourth child could not come in for free. and they wanted $25 to bring her in. And my wife was like, no. So none of us got to go in. And I was like, how about you just let me go in, and I'll grab a bunch of free stuff, and I will bring it
walk out.
Out
with it.
Yeah. And she's like, no, I'm on principle. We're not going. And I'm like, no, but,
principle?
But you don't understand.
What are you, Formula One team? I'm team principle?
We'd be ripping them off more if you let me get. Yeah. I just wanted the free stuff. No, I'm serious. Check your credit cards right now, because you may have access to these clubs and you don't realize.
And check out the little bits of meat in Kansas.
Bro, it's free stuff,
it's
man.
It's free bits of meat.
If I'm paying $45 to get through TSA,
all right.
I'm going to get all the free meat bits I can. Bring me all your meat bits to my open mouth.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.